Now we're going to do Z chord to go up a level.
Braille, shortcut is B.
All right, so that was everything related to Braille. Let's hit the space bar to go to the next item.
Speech, shortcut is S.
Speech. Speech is a very subjective preference. Some voices might be easier for people to hear or understand. Some might be more difficult. The good news, and to my knowledge, a unique feature of the BT Speak, is that it is the only Braille computer that supports multiple speech synthesizers. That is, the technology that produces speech. Right now, for example, you're listening to one of the vocalizer embedded voices that come from Code Factory. The voice that's talking is Nathan. And if you like the more human-sounding speech, Vocalizer is an excellent choice. It's responsive, it's understandable, even at fast rates. If for some reason the voices just don't work for you, you don't like them, you have other options. So let's go and see what these are. So again, we are...
Speech, shortcut is S.
We are at the speech menu, so press enter here.
Speech settings menu, opened.
Spacebar.
Change the TTS engine, shortcut is T.
All right, the first option we have here is change the TTS engine. TTS meaning text to speech. Let's press enter and see what is available.
Vocalizer.
All right, so the first item in my menu is Vocalizer because that's what is active. It's also the last item in the list. So I'm going to do .1 chord to go up.
RH voice.
RH voice, that's another synthesizer which you can install. It does not come included by default, however.
Deck Talk.
Here's Deck Talk. That is included by default.
eSpeak NG.
And here's eSpeak NG. I'm going to go to Deck Talk from Human Voice LLC.
Deck Talk.
With .4 chord. And I'm going to press enter or .8.
TTS engine changed to Deck Talk.
And we heard TTS engine changed to Deck Talk. And you'll notice the voice is very much different now.
Change the TTS engine. Shortcut is T.
So that's what Deck Talk sounds like by default. It does have some other voice variants available if you want to use them. So let's go back into the TTS settings.
Deck Talk.
And let's see what eSpeak sounds like. .1 chord.
eSpeak NG.
Here's eSpeak NG. Press enter.
TTS engine changed to eSpeak NG.
And we heard that the TTS engine has been changed to eSpeak NG.
Change the TTS engine. Shortcut is T.
All right, so that's what eSpeak sounds like. I'm going to go back to Vocalizer for the sake of consistency here. So press enter.
eSpeak NG.
And we're in the menu. Let's go .4 chord.
Deck Talk. RH voice. Vocalizer.
To Vocalizer. Press enter.
TTS engine changed to Vocalizer.
And now we're back to Vocalizer. Press enter.
Change the TTS engine. Shortcut is T.
All right. Before we move away from this topic, I also do want to let you know that you can install some additional synthesizers if you like, including Flight and Pico, both of which are more robotic sounding, but you know, they're free, they work, so why not? Same with RH voice, by the way. And we'll show you where to do that here in just a second. So let's go to the next item in this menu.
TTS Manager. Shortcut is M.
And we have the TTS Manager. This is where you can install or uninstall voices.
Install Vocalizer voices.
Including Vocalizer. So you might not have the Vocalizer voices available to you right off the bat, but you can install them from this menu item. I've already got them installed, so this won't do anything. In addition, if you were to purchase some voices from the Orlux project, the Voxen package in particular, you can copy them to the BT Speak and you'll be able to install them using the same item. Let's hit .4 chord to move to the next item.
Remove the Vocalizer TTS engine.
Remove the Vocalizer TTS engine. I don't want to do that. I'm using it and happen to like it. But you can do that if you like. The only caveat, of course, is that that engine can't be active at the time. .4 chord again.
Manage RH voice languages.
Manage RH voice languages. So RH voice is multilingual. So if you have that installed, you can add languages to it. It comes with English by default, but it's got some others.
Remove the RH voice TTS engine.
Here's an option to remove the RH voice TTS engine.
Install the Pico TTS engine.
Here's install Pico.
Install the Festival Lite TTS engine.
Festival Lite, or Flight, as it's often referred to. And that's what we have. With the BT Speak, you have the option of 6 different speech synthesizers: eSpeak, DeckTalk, Vocalizer, RH Voice, Pico, and Festival Lite. Hopefully you can find a speech engine among those 6 that works for you. All right, we have the engines installed that we want. I'm going to do Zcord to back out of here.
TTS Manager, shortcut is M.
TTS Manager, and let's go down with .forkgrid.
eSpeak NG Settings, shortcut is E.
Here's eSpeak Settings.
DeckTalk Settings, shortcut is D.
DeckTalk Settings.
RH Voice Settings, shortcut is R.
RH Voice Settings.
Vocalizer Settings, shortcut is V.
And here's Vocalizer Settings. I'm going to go in here because that's the active synthesizer right now.
Vocalizer Settings menu, opened.
And let's do .forkgrid.
Language, shortcut is L.
Let's go into language with Enter.
English, United States.
And we heard English, United States. Do I have anything else? .1chord says nothing. .4chord says nothing, which is what I would expect. In my case, I only have the one language installed, but many languages are available through the Vocalizer TTS. So if you need other languages, you can either install them maybe from Code Factory in a future update, maybe from the Orlux project if you buy them directly as a Voxen voice. Those languages will all show up here. But since we only have the one language, I'm going to do Zcord to go back out.
Setting change canceled.
Setting change canceled.
Language, shortcut is L.
All right, enter to dismiss that. Let's go to the next item here in the Vocalizer menu.
Voice, shortcut is V.
Voice. Let's see what we have in here.
Nathan Embedded Compact.
Now you notice when you open this particular set of menus, it takes a couple seconds before the options show up, and that's because the settings menu is scanning immediately right then and there to see what voices are installed, what languages they're associated with, and all that. And that takes a little bit of time. But the good news is what you see is going to be accurate every time you open this menu. So currently we are on Nathan. Let's do .forkgrid.
Samantha Embedded Compact.
Samantha Embedded.
Tom Embedded Compact.
Tom Embedded. And those are the 3 that come pre-installed, at least on my unit as I'm recording this. Let's say I want to go to Samantha. Let's do .1chord.
Samantha Embedded Compact.
And I will press .8.
Voxen voice changed to Samantha Embedded Compact.
And the voice has changed. We'll press Enter.
Voice, shortcut is V.
Let's go back to this item.
Samantha Embedded Compact.
All right, and let's show you what Tom sounds like. .4chord.
Tom Embedded Compact.
Press Enter.
Voxen voice changed to Tom Embedded Compact. Voice, shortcut is V.
And for consistency's sake, we'll go back to using Nathan. Press Enter.
Tom Embedded Compact.
And we'll do .1chord a couple of times.
Samantha Nathan Embedded Compact.
Here's Nathan. Press Enter.
Voxen voice changed to Nathan Embedded Compact.
All right, and the voice has been changed back to Nathan.
Voice, shortcut is V. Language, shortcut is L.
All right, so we only have 2 items. Again, we're back in the Vocalizer menu. I hit .4chord to wrap around. So we have language and voice. Your eSpeak and DeckTalk settings, RH Voice will be similar. All 3 have language selections. The available languages will differ on the engines themselves. And you can also choose specific voices or variants in the case of eSpeak. But since neither of those are active at the moment, we won't explore those. But feel free to do that as an exercise. You definitely have the information and the skills now to do that on your own if you like. Let's do Zcord to back out of here.
Vocalizer settings, shortcut is V.
Okay, there's Vocalizer settings. Do we have anything else in this menu?
Change the TTS engine, shortcut is T.
We do not. All right, so there's your speech and your braille all set up and ready to go however you like to have them.